Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you for being with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Schreier is here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, management consultant, management and leadership expert, training, organizational development guru, strategic exploration wonder man. The things that he can do is amazing. He's a real Renaissance guy. Jim, can you play an instrument, a musical instrument?
No, I can't. Sure, okay. Wish I could, but
well,
I
work on that.
That.
And work on that. We'll call you a real Renaissance man. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Good
so,
to
he's also, by the way, director of training for Joel Barker, Strategic Exploration Tools. And you know, we all know Joel. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. Jim, you've done a great job over the years of keeping us up to date on some of the important things we need to pay attention to with regard to human resources, to managing our teams, the environment that we find ourselves in, how do we deal with each other. Today you bring us something that's a little bit sensitive, and it's about workplace violence. Tell us about that. You got some research on this, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that sparked me and wanted to talk about this was a survey that came out just last month from the Society for Human Resource Management that said half of human resource pros report they've experienced workplace violence.
Half.
And I think most of us have had the reaction that, yeah, these things happen and they're tragic, but they're relatively isolated. And it's like, wait a minute, half?
That's amazing.
A huge number.
So therefore, when you hear that number, not to minimize the seriousness of this, doesn't that make it time for us to have a clear understanding of what violence is?
I think so, and that's one of the things that's part of the problem is that the definition of what that means has been so expanded to try and cover it that it leads to some confusion. And basically, as I said, I've been following this for decades, really. Even the surveys and the statistics that are out there are a little bit confusing as to what it is, what they count as workplace violence.
Mm-hmm. Is it verbal? Is it physical? That means, does it have to be physical to be violent? Could verbal be that way? If a couple of hard ankle warehousemen give each other a shove or two, you know, because somebody didn't go to lunch at the right time, and that's the way those guys work things out, is that violence?
That's going to get counted in some of the statistics, because one of the things that the SHRM report said was it includes verbal harassment. So that's one of the things that's concerned me is they've expanded everything that can be thrown into this category, so it makes it harder in my mind to focus on the real issues, and I'm not minimizing the verbal ones.
Can't do
but
it,
the
right.
real issues of homicides that are occurring in the workplace.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I sent this in to you a week or so ago, and then just 2 days ago, we have four people killed in a small business in Illinois.
Illinois, yeah,
and we don't
exactly.
even know what the details of that one are yet.
We still don't. You know, the thing that we live in a time where people are so sensitive, and again, you and I are not minimizing the serious problems, the people who feel threatened, the people who've been harmed, real harm. We're not minimizing that at all. I remember the story that I like to use is many years ago when we had real phone books, there was a new phone book that came out. I think they called it back when the yellow book began. And the regular phone book, the original yellow phone book, would charge you if you wanted a bold listing for your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new phone book had the great idea that we won't charge you for bold. We'll give you bold. And so they made every business bold.
Okay.
Well, in the yellow pages, if everything's bold, nothing's bold.
Nothing's bold.
If everything's bold, nothing's bold. So If everything is violence, then, you know, it sort of dilutes the seriousness of it. And so it just seems to me that we all have a responsibility to say, okay, you know, just certain things that just hurt our feelings might not be considered violence.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's important in terms of looking at it. And it's also important in terms of how organizations react and prepare to deal with these things. And that's where I think some of the real big problems are. Because it appears that everybody starts focusing on security measures. Let's put up the fence.
Right.
And that goes back to the very old and relevant poem of, do you put the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff or a fence at the top of the cliff?
Right. Right, exactly. So, talk to us about some more of the research that they told you.
Well, one of the things that also kind of scared me about the research that came out was that 82% said they agree that they know what to do if something happens. And I don't like to be skeptical, but it's like, really? Because if you read the stories of the incidents, you find that they're complete chaos when something happens.
Right.
That people don't know how to react. And they know what to do if they witnessed something. And it's like, you know, 72%, they know what they do if they witnessed or were involved in it. And it's like, boy, that's a testimony that maybe the training's working. But at the same time, I'm a little skeptical of those numbers being people overconfident that I know what I would do.
Well, I think we have to come back to the definition. You know, most people don't know what to do if there's a shooting. But if a couple of people, you know, take a swing at each other, you know, that's that. You, most people know what to do with that. And so, if it's the verbal thing, you know, you can write a policy for that, right? And so, I think it comes back to that. So what else? Go ahead.
Well, the thing that concerns me, obviously, for your listeners is that small businesses have fewer access to resources like a full-time human resource professional, perhaps.
Probably don't have a policy in place for people to know what to do or to understand what the recourses are. I mean, if everybody understands that the company has zero tolerance for violence, or you're fired, then that probably, you know, if everybody understands that there's a policy they have to read and sign, I understand that this is the policy of the company. If you sign that, that's probably going to cool tempers a little bit before they get overheated.
Hopefully. Yep. Absolutely.
Sort of like the reason I didn't do that is because I didn't want my dad to find out. Hold on to that thought, Jim. I need your website quickly, please.
Barcliffs.com. Barcliffs.com.
Check it out. Jim Schreier and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.